Welcome to the latest edition of Millennial Boom with Diane Faith and Stanley Roberts, where almost no subject is off limits. Now, here are your hosts, Boomer Diane Faith and Millennial at Heart, Stanley Roberts.
And why aren't we here? I did it all right this time. I did it all right, and doesn't want to show up. Let's try it now.
Yes! So you actually didn't do it right.
Apparently not. I was the background. So the background should be there, and it's not there.
Hi, guys!
How you know somebody there?
Because we got a few people in the room. We got a few people in his house.
How you know?
Because there's a number right there.
All
right,
today is what? Special day.
Today is... Blockhead day?
No, block the person day. Who's going to get blocked?
Depends on who acts
who
up.
Who get put on timeout today?
Depends on who acts up.
Somebody gonna get put on timeout.
Do you want to put somebody on timeout?
I'm in a mood to put somebody on timeout.
All right, well then you be putting them on timeout then.
So whoever that person is today, they
block
shall be.
Block me, I dare you.
They shall be revealed.
That's really weird though.
Now, how can I tell myself to block myself?
Exactly, that's really weird.
We know who that is.
I know who that is.
And it's producer Jace who cost me a whole bunch of likes. Who's gonna be that fool? Where you see a gun at? You see a gun? Where you see a gun at? I don't see no gun.
There's a gun?
I don't see no gun. Anyway, you see a gun?
I see one. No, not in the shot.
Okay. All right. Hello. Oh, by the way, I still got the bag.
I think he was saying who's gonna be the fool.
Who gonna be that fool? Oh, that's what I meant to say.
But it says gun, though.
I know. Who gun be that fool?
Okay, so what's going on Thursday?
I don't know.
What happened on Thursday?
Thursday was the beginning of the, was Scorpios.
Scorpio? Beginning of Scorpio
When you
season?
Read something too fast, it got wrong. So I said that you reminded me of Mr. Badley. Oh, okay.
I have no idea. I'm not in this.
Talking about a gun. It said gun. I was like, is my gun showing?
You said that on Thursday?
My guns.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, how's everybody doing? I'm honestly just a little tired.
And it's halftime for the 49ers.
Is it halftime already?
Yeah, well, it was a two-minute warning, so
We were watching the 49ers game before this. I think the Colts are up right now.
Yeah, and we're sitting in a cafe in Hong Kong right now.
No, nope, that's
drinking,
not us.
Drinking coffee.
That's not us. But that sounds nice, though.
One of us is sitting in a Hong Kong cafe in a corner booth.
Drinking
coffee.
Is it hot or cold coffee?
It's hot coffee. It's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock in the morning, it's hot coffee.
Well, if you live in Phoenix, 10 o'clock in the morning means sometimes you drink iced coffee.
Not me. I drink hot coffee at 120 degrees. I want the whole experience inside and out. I'm going to be flamed. I'm going to shoot out flames. Out my ears, you know?
All right, Mount Diablo.
I want to put cheese in the trunk of the car.
All right, Mount Diablo.
It's hot, baby. The weather is turning cool. The weather outside is frightful, but inside is so delightful.
It's hot today. The weather is turning cool. Uh-oh.
What is this, an ad break? Yes, ad break.
It is halftime. What do you mean an ad break?
That's what Gabriel wrote. That's not cool. It's hot today. The weather is turning cool. Is that a... what is that, ad break? I don't know. Maybe we have an ad break now. I pushed a button. I'm going to be on vacation for 2 weeks, leaving November 10th. Going to be gone 1 week in New Orleans.
Nice. Are you celebrating anything, Jace?
You said vacation.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes we go on vacation. You know, we go to celebrate your birthday. We go to celebrate mine. Just wondering if he's celebrating anything.
No, Jace is going on vacation.
Okay.
He's just going on vacation for his 10th wedding anniversary.
Oh, see, he's celebrating something. His 10th year wedding anniversary. Nice. Congratulations to Jason's wife.
Vacation. That sounds good. I've heard some troubling rumors around here today.
Uh-oh.
I've heard them, too, that there's a new virus that may have...
a new variant?
No, a new virus. A new one, completely different from anything else. All starting with... It's like starting all over again.
Wait, where is it starting from?
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say, don't make me panic. And also, I haven't read anything on this.
Maverick, tell us. Oh, well, by the way, before we go and ask him, tell us what it is. He can type it. If you're just joining us, this is Millennial Boom, because I'm millennial. You can clearly tell from my beard, and she's a boomer.
But if you're listening to us, you can't tell either way.
But that being said, our audience has been duct taped and gagged, so they can't talk. They can only type. So we are responding to their messages, and we are screening them, so when they go, help me, we can't respond.
I shake my head every single time you say this. Every single time.
Why do you shake your head? Nobody can see you shake your head.
No, they can't, but I'm telling them I'm shaking my head every single time.
Are you shaking your head violently?
No. You'll know when I shake my head violently.
Well, we hear like things rattling around inside? Huh? I mean, I'm
going to know.
Little marbles?
You'll know.
Delta plus variant, but don't get worried about it. We've heard rumors that our borders might not be open until next November. We're essentially a city and state, so we're locked in on all sides.
Oh, no.
Wow, that sounds like Oakland. Oh, wait, no, that's not Oakland.
Not a good comparison.
Okay. All right. So while we're here, just so you know, if you can subscribe. If you want to, you can subscribe. If you have
Amazon Prime,
you can subscribe for free. And subscribing means you have the ability to do more things, have more functions that you do if you're just listening. Because if you're listening and you're outraged and you just want to chime in and tell us how outraged you are, well, then you got to subscribe. If you don't subscribe, you can't chime in. And we do that so that we don't get a lot of trolls, because trolls don't pay to troll. They want to troll for free.
You know, every single time someone uses the term troll, I imagine the actual, like, toy trolls with the hair that stands out like that and the big eyes.
Okay, so let's start off with the most important thing.
Oh, you just ignored what I said.
No, you said big old eyes, and I get it. Okay, but you know trolls aren't real except for on the internet. You know that, right? There's no real trolls in real life.
I'm just talking about the toys.
Okay. All right. So, anybody figure out what these are yet? We know. Somebody said they had teeth, but they don't have teeth unless it's your teeth being on them.
Thank you, Chris.
What?
He says he thinks of that, too.
He's just trying to side with you because he always sides with you. He always sides with you. If I said that there's a volcano outside, he'd be like, and you said no, there isn't, he'd be like, you're right, Diane, there is no volcano.
That's not true.
Chris
sides with whoever is right.
No, Chris sides with you. Even if he knows I'm right, he will side with you. If you fall on the floor laughing, he'll be like, why'd you make her fall on the floor and laugh? That's what they do.
Chris, let's just ignore him. Okay, so.
Roasted peaches. No, they're not roasted peaches. So
what
anyway.
What was that? What is that first word right there?
Jotuns?
What is that?
I have no idea. That's
Gabriel, what is Jotuns?
Wait. Jotuns? Are you really asking a person who just found out what toe jam was like 2 weeks ago?
Well, hey, he might know some stuff I don't know, and I know stuff he doesn't know.
Well, you know a lot he don't know.
Okay, well, I'm not going to.
All right.
No comment. Oh, okay, I know nothing about Norse mythology. Nothing.
What is the Norse?
No idea. Oh. I know nothing about that.
All right.
Jotuns. Oh, okay.
Sounds like a, you know what that sounds like? Like, what's those things you eat a long time ago? Twinkies? Jotuns. I had me a Jotun today. It sounds like some kind of junk food. Hey, pick me up a pack of Jotuns while you're
like, you know what Jotun sounds like? Do you remember those little, like, red, they were like kind of like a fruity little, like, thin layer of, I forget what they were called, though.
So I understand you, Gabriel. You know what a Das Reinhold by Wagner is, but you don't know what toe jam is. I'm so confused.
I'm not in this, so.
All right, anyway, moving on. So where was I? Before I was so rudely interrupted by Jotuns and Dice, Reinhold, and Wagner.
I forgot what they were called. I used to eat them when I was younger. Okay, anyways. So you were talking about the what's in that Ziploc bag.
No, but it made me wonder to segue.
Actually, can I eat one?
No, because then you'll know what they are. And you just kind of gave it away. You can eat them.
So?
I mean, somebody thought they were shrooms.
You can eat shrooms?
Yeah, but I know, but...
Let me just have one.
Anyway. Well, I got to... No, you can't even try to show them off first.
I just need one. There's like two in there.
Are you killing me, Smalls?
There you go.
Now, see, now you just gave away what they are.
Jeez. No, I didn't.
Watch and be like, oh, I know they are now.
Okay.
How can I rudely interrupt you if you choose if you choose to read my stuff?
Hey, he's got a point.
No, I said you rudely interrupted me. When I was so rudely, hey, where's my chain? Oh, somebody stole my chain. Anyway, Phillies. So you are into nutrition.
Oh, producer Jay says beef jerky. That is a no.
No beef jerky. But you are into nutrition.
I am. I'm starting to learn more about it.
And you're learning that, you know, you mean some of the stuff you learned, be honest, I kind of taught you.
Let's just say some of the stuff that I learned, he already knew. Not that he taught me, that when I told him about it, he said, oh, I already knew that. So there you go.
That's not how that went down.
That's how it went down.
No, you were excited. Did you know? Did you know?
And then you said.
And I said.
Well, first of all, I didn't say it in that voice.
Yeah, you said, did you know?
But I did say, did you know? And then so and so. And then he says, yes, I already know that. In fact, I told you that before. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, since you tell me things and I don't remember.
No, you tell me things you don't.
I learned from this course.
No, you only remember things you want to remember.
I do have selective memory at times.
Yes.
But basically, I remember things that I find interesting. That if I learn it in an entertaining way versus like in a boring way, then the entertainment, the way that I learned it, if it's
entertaining. Oh, so you say I'm boring?
I'm going to remember it.
So I'm boring.
I didn't say you're boring. I'm talking about
you
like
when said I'm you in, don't remember stuff in a boring. No, you did not say in school.
No, I'm saying that now.
No, what you said was when I give you stuff, it's boring. So therefore, you don't remember it. And then when you hear about it from someone else, then it's like, oh, my God.
Did I actually say that?
Everything but that. Come on now.
I remember some of the things you tell me, not everything.
You know the stuff you remember?
You know, it's because you have this immense amount of, like, knowledge in that brain of yours, and sometimes I just can't take it.
No, you want to ignore it until, you know what? It's funny, you'll ignore it.
Chris says, grab popcorn. I know, because we could be talking about this for days.
You will ignore it until it's beneficial to you.
No, producer Jace, it is not homemade dried strawberries.
Oh, Lord. Choking can cause, laughter can cause choking, so I think it would be advisable for Diana to eat during millennial boom.
Well, that's
Don't worry about it. I know the Heimlich. I could teach her the Heimlich, but she won't let me teach her because she thinks I don't know it. But you know what, though?
That's not true.
Here's the funniest part of my life. I've always had that issue where people, they assume that I don't really know something.
I didn't say you didn't know the Heimlich.
No, I'm not saying you now. I'm just saying in general. Remember the one time when there was a big, huge police arrest?
Yes.
And the cop who actually put the cuffs on the guy who they were looking for days and days and days called me and said, I made the arrest. The guy is in custody. I confirmed you. He is in custody. You're laughing because...
No, I'm laughing because I've heard this story probably about maybe 5 to 8 times last, like, 3 weeks.
So fill in the rest of the blanks.
So it turns out that he knew he had contacts and knew that this arrest had been made and was trying to tell his previous employer that this happened. It's reportable. And employees, managers at his previous employer... did not believe him and said, you just got here. Why do you don't have any contacts? So they didn't believe him. And it turns out that person was arrested. An arrest was made and they had it beforehand. But because they didn't report it before anybody else, they didn't break the story. So because they didn't believe him. And I've heard this story about maybe 5 to 8 times in the last 3 weeks.
But she's heard that because on numerous occasions, I've had people tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about. And so I just sit back and go, okay, you're right. I don't know anything. And I let it play itself out. And they go, why do you tell us if you knew?
I'm not one of those people, though, that doesn't think he doesn't know anything. In fact, what I do know is that he knows a lot of things way more than I do. But he's the kind of person that he knows things that, like, the average person doesn't care about. So, like, remember when...
I call it useless information.
Useless information. Like, the average person would be like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do with that information? But it's funny because it will come up in, like, conversations later where we'll be like...
Hey, JK.
We'll be like,
Well, no. The key is that to some people, it seems like useless information. And I'll tell them, okay, for example, my buddy just got a job in Mississippi. And I told him, hey, you're driving in Mississippi. You're going to drive through Dallas. You're going to be on Highway 20. But let me advise you, when you get into downtown Dallas, the interchanges are so brutal that if you're not fully focused and drink some coffee, it's going to be a nightmare. He's like, yeah, whatever. It's one highway. I'm not changing any highways. So there's no reason why this should be confusing.
I've heard this story about 3 times in the past few days, too.
And he calls me and says, okay, all right, okay, all right. What did he say after that?
He said, you were right.
He said, so you didn't believe me. He goes, well, it's not that I didn't believe you. No, you didn't believe me. I'm just telling you, this has been the story of my life. I have so much useful information in this brain. Why do you think I have this gargantuan noggin to hold all that energy? Why is yours so tiny and mine is so big?
The size of my head has nothing to do with my knowledge, just an FYI. Maybe the size of your head does, but I have a lot of knowledge too, even though my head's small.
I have a 20 gigabyte storage up in here. It's like a terabyte, 20 terabyte storage. Yeah, 20 terabyte. You got 20 gigabytes, I got 20 terabytes. So anyway, back to nutrition. So you have on your Instagram, which, how do you get to it?
My Instagram is D_faith, F-A-I-T-H. Basically, what he's trying to get at is I decided that I wanted to share some basic information, some basic knowledge of what I learned in a four-week nutrition course that I took. Very, like, just the basics, but I figured, oh my gosh, like, some people might not know this information and some people might, but let me go on ahead and share it and kind of just take advantage of the fact that I have, a channel, so try something different. So if you want to check it out, I'll be posting something probably every day.
And please, don't be hypercritical. She's just starting. Give her a break, Gabriel. I mean, I'm not trying to single anybody out, but, you know, if you want to come to that page, Gabriel, please don't be hypercritical. Help her out. Support her. Don't tell her what she did wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
Just take the information and run with it.
Anyways, so I will just be putting out information daily. And it'll just be stuff that I learned over this, over the 4 weeks. So, you know, use it as you would like. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you say? Are you making fun of
me? No, I'm just going, yeah. All right. Well, the point was to help her out. I thought that there was more than a lesson after that. Okay, Gabriel, there was no cutoff. You said mid-sentence. There was no cutoff mid-sentence.
That's okay. We can stop talking about this now. Just everyone, go check it out. If you, if there are any further questions, you can just ask me in the comments below like Gabriel did.
Put him on timeout.
And I will respond.
Put him on timeout. 1 minute timeout.
I don't know how to do timeout here.
You lucky.
Dusting off my IG. Yes, Chris, that's the thing. I chose Instagram as my platform because that's the one I'm most active on. I use Twitter and I use Facebook, but I'm not on those like regularly. So I think eventually once I'm done with like, you know, my, I guess, what do I call it? Like my series, I'll then post it onto other platforms.
Are you going to beat me tonight?
Am I going to beat you? I feel like Mr. Belly is going to get beat when the camera's off. I know, Jace, I think I've given him several looks, right? Because I'm just like,
wait, first of all, he made fun of me. Are you going to beat me? Come on.
Not in the way you might like. Let's just say that.
Oh, Lordy.
Right now, I'm beating you with my eyes, but anyways, so, yeah, so thanks for bringing that up.
Call him James instead of Jace?
No, I said Jace.
No, he's talking about me.
Oh, you called him James?
No.
No, you said Jace.
I said Jace.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you wanted to put him on a timeout, you could reach over here because I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I will. I'm waiting for the right time.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, anyways, okay.
All right. So.
So, did you guys happen to catch the, just on Wednesday, Stanley posted his last.
That's the Mr. Bailey is a a-hole look.
Yeah, basically. No, he's not an a-hole.
That was from Producer Jay.
That's the look that I give when I feel like he's doing the most. Like, he should stop.
Oh, he said you called him James.
No.
Nope, don't do it because he'll just...
I did not.
He will just find the video, rewind it, and play it over and over again in loop.
Okay, so anyways...
So you don't think you called him James.
So, on Wednesday of this past week, you posted your episode 4 of your Gotham by the Bay.
Now, here's something interesting, since you brought that up.
Okay, you're going to talk about the series, the pilot?
This is, no, okay. So, I gave people...
I am such a psychic, just FYI.
I gave everybody 4 pieces of pie, right? Oh, the introduction. I
heard this story about, let me see.
Yeah, wait, nah, don't tell me. You heard a story once today because I just brought it, made up today. So I gave everybody a piece of a pie. If you go to my YouTube channel, there are 4 different pieces of that pie. Yeah, pie. We're talking food today since we're doing nutrition. So you got the introduction, the backpack brigade. You got the harm reduction, and then you got the what's the last one called? The Tale of Two Cities. Okay, a pie. 4 pieces of pie, right? And each one was good enough to be consumed that YouTube said, that's monetized. Let's monetize those pages because they're good, right? There's nothing in it that would say they should be monetized, all right? They all 4 pieces. So then we took all 4 pieces of the pie and made it into one big pie. The same exact videos. Nothing's changed. But YouTube says, no... This one is limited. We have to limit this one.
This chair keeps swinging every time you talk.
This chair is limited. We can't even put ads on it. Sorry. Now, it's the exact same videos from the 4 that are separated.
So take down the pilot then.
No, I mean it's there. I already got it up.
Okay.
My point is.
Watch each one individually.
Yeah.
Mr. J says, if you get beat up tonight, I start work at 11, so after that I might take a while to answer. I just call 911.
Wow.
No, I'm not going to beat him. Oh, Gabriel wants you to call him.
No.
He said, call me.
No, he said, Producer Jace, call me, not me. And Producer Jace, you have no authority to unblock him if he decides to get blocked. Or timeout. He's trying to circumvent a possibility of being blocked or being timed out.
No, he's saying call me instead of him after 11. That's what he just said.
I know, but that's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
How do we get this chair to stop?
Because this is the one we go get the leg
is
over
this
there.
The one missing the leg.
Here, go get that one.
No, I'm not.
We got to start a GoFundMe for a new kitchen set because ours is like. Slowly dying.
If you want to direct traffic to the individual videos, you can always make the pilot episode as private.
Yeah, we might have to.
That's a good idea, Chris. See?
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Going to have to. Why do you keep doing that?
Why do you keep doing what?
Look at me like that.
Because you're talking.
Why are you trying to beat me?
I'm trying to beat you with my eyes.
Okay, so since nobody got the guess.
Oh, can I have another one?
No. Jeez Louise.
Wow.
You ate them all? Okay.
I only had one.
So. Speaking of kitchen, the story of my family trying to get a new refrigerator is turning into a novel. Yeah, well, you should have brought an LG in the first place. That's your first mistake. But anyway, so there's been questions of what these are. I've been having everything from dried strawberries to beef jerky. Read the last one.
You have the last one.
No, you just took it out of the bag, so therefore it's the last
Here.
One. No, no, it's okay. So these are actually... we brought a whole big bag of fruit, and we wanted to make sure that it didn't go bad, so we have an air fryer. Mm-hmm. So I decided to air fry these by using a dehydration, which took more than 16 hours to get them to this point.
Yeah, it pretty much took like more than half of a day.
So these are dried plums. I tried to dry them as whole plums. That took 8 hours, and all I got was just they shrank. And then I cut them in half, and then I dried them for another 8 hours, and they just got slightly dry. So then I cut them in quarters and put them in for another 4 or 5 hours, and this is what we got. Dried
plums.
But they are very good.
What's the name for dried plums?
Prunes.
Is it prunes?
Yes.
What is the name for... Never mind. Okay.
Okay. So people call them dried plums because... People don't like the name prunes.
Why?
Because it sounds prunish. It sounds prunish. I don't know.
Are you gonna eat that? Are you gonna eat that?
Wait.
Are you gonna eat that?
No.
What?
So, Producer Jay said, If you don't want to be timed out, can we opt to be spanked? Is that an option? Put him on timeout.
Put producer Jason on timeout? Yeah. I don't know how to do that. Can you do it? Because who spanked? Whose job is going to be to do that?
He's trying to make our page go live.
Yeah, he is. You're trying to get us in trouble.
No. I'm trying to make ours an adult page. Like My Friends or whatever it's called. What's it called? My Only Friends?
Only Friends.
Only Fans.
Only Fans, yeah.
Right.
Why are you pretending like you don't know that name?
Anyway.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Chris knows. He's watching Only Fans right now.
No, he's watching us right now.
He got two computers. You know Chris got two computers.
Did you eat all of that? Oh, you did. Okay.
Why are you trying to touch my fruit? I ate it.
You guys, this one is giving me so much today.
The Bay Area is getting more rain than they've had in the past century, it seems. They're getting a lot of rain. They're having something called a cyclone bomb.
Bomb cyclone.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. We got the 49ers-Colts game, like, onto the side right
it's
now.
It's so much rain. They're swimming.
Mute, and it's so much rain right now. I, like, look, and I see all that water.
But they're swimming across the field, throwing the ball back and forth.
Can you imagine swim football?
Let that not touch my fruit.
Is that what you said?
I said, don't touch my fruit.
Oh, gosh.
Or no, I said, did you touch my fruit? And he's like, they took it, like, way over, you know, way over the other side of the, over the mountain.
Not a good look. Just do this.
Okay. Anyway, hi. Welcome to Millennial Boom. If you're just joining us, I'm Diane Faith, and this is Stanley Roberts.
I definitely look like a Stanley Roberts.
I look like a Diane Faith. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Diane Faith, you're so cute.
Hey, I identify as a Diane Faith, so you can't take that from me now.
I identify as a Stanley Roberts.
We're from football to water polo. Yep, sure did. I saw that in the Olympics. That's a weird game, water polo.
I don't think I watched it. It's, like it's okay.
They're like 20 feet of water, and they got to throw the ball back and forth. And there's one person that has to stand up in like 20 feet of water, just stay afloat.
So they just have to tread water that entire time?
Pretty much. They swim back and forth and tread. I'm like, I would.
I don't think you know I've why ever I couldn't watched
play. You know why I couldn't play water polo? Because I drown. Yeah. They'd be like, okay, if Stanley Roberts is in the game, and okay.
And Stanley Roberts is
okay.
Out of the game.
He hasn't come up yet. Somebody want to jump in and save his ass? Because that's what would have happened. I would have drowned. It would have been water drowning.
Would you have been drowning like that car?
In water, yeah.
In water?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you're driving and it's raining and you see a lot of water and it looks like you shouldn't drive through it, don't drive through it. Don't be an idiot. We have that law in Arizona, which doesn't really matter because people still drive in the water anyway.
And especially that one section, the I-17 freeway.
Well, no. But see, the key is has to be signs up that say do not enter. And there are signs up. So if there's no signs, you can drive in all day you want to.
Oh, okay.
If there's no signs, then it's not.
So if there's no signs, who cares about my common sense? Let me just go anyways?
Drown away.
Who cares?
Oh, like the other person wrote, he drowned a car. I didn't know you could drown cars.
No, I didn't either.
They both underwent voice, skin, and brain change surgery.
Yeah, because I'm Stanley Roberts, and this is Diane Faith.
And I'm Diane Faith.
I don't even sound like that.
I don't even sound like that.
I don't.
Okay.
This is how you sound. Well, let me see if I can do my imitation of you. Let me see. Okay, talk real quick.
In this next edition of Caught Misbehaving.
In this next edition of...
Why are you breathing so hard?
In this next edition of Caught Misbehaving.
Remember people asked me to do the voice?
Yeah.
Hey, do the voice!
Wait, what else do you say that's really weird? Oh, I think I'm going to go get some water.
Water?
I can't do a voice like yours.
Water polo and synchronized swimming both are weird to watch. Yes. Actually, though, I kind of like synchronized swimming because I don't know how they do that, but that's some crazy stuff. I mean,
that is cool. Yeah, remember when they went upside down and you took pictures of
and
them?
I turned the video upside down so it looked like their feet were dancing out in the air and they were underwater? I drowned a whole bunch of people in that one.
You mean look like they're...
I flipped the video.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So their
right.
feet were looked like their feet were out in the air and they're... And it was the other way around. So their heads were up and their feet were underwater. Or was it the other way?
Their heads were up in the water. Like the water was up here with their heads and then the feet was down below.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. You know what? Jason, remember, I dated a girl once who pronounced it drowned.
Drowned.
You know what's funny, though?
That's kind of scary.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to have a moment of discussion right now. J.K. Grammer, I've always had this argument because people said I almost drowned.
That's like almost being electrocuted.
That's like almost being set on fire.
No, oh, no, that is, that is being electrocuted. Never mind, forget it.
No, it says I was electrocuted. But why
but
are
you're
you
still
here?
Alive.
Yeah. You were shocked. And you can't almost drown. You either got wet or you drowned.
Well, some people will say that the person nearly drowned. Nearly drowned.
Hey, here's a good one for you. This is a psychology test. Describe an orange without using the word orange.
A fruit.
I don't know what that is. Still don't. I want you to make me feel like I know what orange
citrus,
is.
A citrus fruit.
Okay, that could be a lemon. Tell me, describe an orange to me to make me know that it's an orange without using the word orange.
A citrus fruit that you can make into a drink, into a juice that you'll have in the morning.
No, not digging it yet. Yeah, I'm not convinced. Convince me.
Why do I have to convince you?
It's a psychology test.
Yeah,
they give this when you.
Do I get paid for it? Then no, then I don't have to pass.
Oh, so see, that's why you fail. Because you've just given up.
I'm not giving up.
Want me to just swap an orange to you without telling you about using the word orange?
How?
A tangerine-colored spear that's citrus in color. Citrus in flavor.
Citrus in color?
Citrus in
flavor. A tangerine-colored
spear.
Spear or sphere?
I'm not in fear of you.
Spear or sphere? Oh. Which one
wait,
is
wait, wait,
no?
Wait.
We talked about disrotation last week. Okay, we don't have to go back to that. Is it sphere Is it tangerine colored spear or sphere?
Wait.
No, you can't wait me. Is it sphere or sphere? Which one is it?
You know what made me think of?
No, you have to answer the question.
Is it clothes or clues?
No, I never say clothes.
You do. You say clothes.
No, close. I
don't. C-L-O-D-E-S.
No, we're not changing this to me. Is it spear or spear? Because you said tangerine colored spear, like a spear.
Okay, I have a reason though I said it that way. I had a stroke 6 years ago. What's your excuse?
Babe, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's not cool. Because you know what? When you say Pacific instead of specific, you say that same thing. And you were saying that before you had the stroke. So I don't believe you. You can't do
okay,
that.
Okay, is it clothes or clothes?
It's clothes.
Why do you keep adding a D to
There's
it?
There's no D. I'm saying it with the T-H-E-S.
No, it's clothes.
Why did you guys, why is he turning it back on me? He's the one that said sphere wrong, okay?
Okay, is it clothes or clothes?
I'm not talking about that anymore. I'm sorry, guys, but
there's nothing to sphere except sphere itself.
Dan, please call me with Mr. Bradley TV's funeral arrangements after you kill him tonight. Yes, I will. And also, I've already written the... I'm just kidding, I haven't.
47 years ago.
Okay, so that's how you would describe it, an orange. Why did you even ask me that question?
I said because that's a psychological test.
For who, though?
For when people want to get jobs for law enforcement.
Okay.
Some of the tests have been asked that question. Describe an orange. Without using the word orange.
And you say a tangerine spear.
No, I said a tangerine.
A tangerine. Tangerine? Okay, so a tangerine colored.
No, forget it. We're moving on now.
A tangerine colored.
We're moving on.
Spear.
We're moving on.
It's a spear.
We're moving on.
Okay, what else?
Oh, I think I'm getting a phone call. Hello?
Damn, she wrote your eulogy. I love you. Okay, so moving on from the psychology test. Weren't you saying something else before that or no?
I'm done talking.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do all the talking then.
Okay, go.
No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. Say something.
Something.
See?
See? Another ad break, this time for 60 seconds. What's the ad break? I don't get it.
We got commercials now.
No, I know, but why? Oh, is it doing an ad break while we're...
Yes. Right now, there's an ad break.
Is there? For 60 seconds?
That's right. 1 minute of just not of commercial. So that you can buy that new LG refrigerator that you have to return.
I'm not buying an LG refrigerator.
Is it really an ad break or just for you, Gabriel? Because Maverick's not seeing an ad break.
Because you're spatial.
Spatial. Your LG.
Refrigerator. I just watched two 10-second ads.
What were the ads about?
The ads? What are the ads for Twitch anyways?
We didn't see any ads.
We didn't. I know, but look at my face. Why do I look like mad confused?
I know, because like, everybody's seeing ads but us.
Yeah, we're not seeing ads. That's really weird. Uber Eats, he said.
Wow. I better get some ends on that. Wow. I didn't get no Uber Eats ad. You need to make fun of me. You make fun of me during the ad breaks. I didn't hear it because of the ads. Well, good. Next
time. Oh, so basically you hear the ads and it just picks off where we are currently. You can't, he's not able to hear what was said before.
Why don't we see ad breaks and we're looking at ourselves?
I'm not sure. Aren't you the Twitch expert?
No. That would be Jason, the Twitch expert. I'm the Twix expert. They're crunchy in the middle with chocolate on the outside. You break
and
them off.
And caramel on the
break
inside.
Break me off a piece of that kick. That was kick.
Wrong commercial. Wrong theme.
Oh, wait. So, Miracle for Dune. Oh, I love that. Dune. That was good. I watched it.
Oh, he has seen it. I have not.
I saw the first Dune. And I'm a little disappointed in the new Dune because it's missing some key factors. Like in the old Dune, there was a creature that came that he said, we traveled, we folded many, many space to get here. And it was like in this weird contraption and it opened up and it looked like a weird pig with no body and his lips kind of moved like this. And he would say words that we couldn't understand. And I was like, but I thought that was the coolest part of the whole movie. And they didn't have that. And unless I like took a sneeze and missed it. They had a version of that, but it was a black dude, and I was pissed. Because why was it the creature a black dude this time and not the dude that it was before? That's what my thing was.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at you just because it's like, in all sincerity, you're just like, you're really just so disappointed, and then the chair keeps squeaking. Well, so.
Okay, but my whole point about Dune was, if you watch the original one, the creature comes out, and it's like in a spaceship that said it traveled, it folded space to get here. And it was really a creepy looking thing. And it had like these weird eyes. And its mouth looked like something crazy like this when it talked. It was like, and if you can't see it because it's radio, it's like a plop. It opened up and like a little piece of smoke come out. And they changed it to a black dude getting off a ship going, here, are we going to let you do this? I'm like, this is not the same.
I haven't seen. Well, actually, no. I thought I saw the original one with you, but it's been a long time.
But they kept the part with the hunter seeker, which is a thing that flies through the air to kill the sun. That was the same. The guy that flew through the air in the old one wasn't there. It was this time he lived underwater with oil. I don't understand that one either. And W. Trader says there was budget restrictions, but they could have put that part in because.
And J.K. Grammer says this version of Dune was very less. Oh, was way less weird.
Yeah, I think the first one was perfectly weird. That's what made it Dune. It was a cult classic.
Yeah, I don't really remember much.
So I got to watch it again.
Oh, J.K. Grammer also says, which Twix, caramel or peanut butter?
No, just caramel.
I don't think I've ever tried the peanut butter one. Just,
you know what else I don't like
just
either?
Just caramel.
I don't like nougat. Like Milky Way? Can't do Milky Way.
Do you
Milky
like
Way.
Snickers?
Snickers has nougat. But
wait, hold on. Who?
Snickers has nougat. But they have, you know, Snickers is chewy coconut. No, wait. So I forgot how the commercial goes. You know, like, okay, for a good example, I don't like coconuts, right?
I love coconuts.
But I like Almond Joy. Because Mounds got rich milk chocolate, chewy coconut. Ooh, sometimes you feel like a nut. That's me. I feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy got nuts. Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate. Crunchy nuts and crunchy nuts too. Mounds got real milk chocolate, creamy coconut. So I never liked Mounds. I always liked Almond Joy.
Do you see all of this information that he just has in that 20 gigabyte head of his?
Next Sunday is Halloween. Are you handing out candy? No, I'm handing out tricks.
Oh yeah, Halloween's on a Sunday.
I brought a box of tricks. I'm handing out tricks.
I'll be asleep.
Oh, you know what? She gonna wake up in a bag, hand her ass off for Halloween. She gonna wake up going, "What am I in this bag for? Trick or treat."
Oh, I'm gonna end up in a bag.
I'm gonna take that damn hand off for Halloween.
No, because I'm killing you tonight. Remember?
Now you know what? If I was now, what if I died tonight? You just admitted that you're gonna kill me. You already admitted it on like national TV.
Worldwide web, not national TV.
It will be on national TV when they figure that I'm dead. You guarantee you this will be on TV so fast. You're like, you'll be getting those emails going, "Hi, Diane, this is NBC National News. Can we use your video in all prosperity and all?"
Yeah. Video of what?
of you saying you're going to kill him. And you had to go, they see it, in all perpetuity, or whatever they say it.
All what?
In national,
all for what?
What's that thing
they say? Oh, what did you say?
Now they see
you. No, what was the word you said? What was that word? No,
I don't know.
Say it again. Yeah. Okay. What? Okay. What?
Okay. Hold on.
No, wait. Have
you guys watched?
I need to hear it one more time.
Somebody tweets out something really good, and then the news all comes on and goes. Remember the funniest one we saw was New York when people were like, "As again, we have that," and if people were writing these really, they were like trolling them. Remember the one lady? She did a story.
Was
about,
it the New York? The subways.
It was a subway, the first one.
Yeah.
And then every news station was like,
"Oh, because the Weather Channel was asking for the video."
And people were going, and she.
Yeah, but people were like, "We'll pay them."
Yeah.
Because they were asking to use it for free and that they would courtesy them. But they were like, "No, you should pay them."
Yeah, pay me.
Yeah.
Pay me now.
What was the word that you used?
I don't know. I forgot what he wrote on there. But they write like, it means so they can do it across every platform forever with no money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What word was that?
I don't remember the word now. I'm not going to say the word twice so you make fun of me. You must think I'm nuts.
No, I won't be asleep at 6, Gabriel. But I don't know what time people trick.
What's your favorite candy bar?
Candy bar? Well, Reese's Pieces isn't considered a candy bar, right? Because it's a buttercup.
Reese's peanut butter. Well, stop that. Stop it. Reese's peanut butter cup, not Reese's Pieces. Reese's Pieces are the little tiny pieces of candy that you get in that little bag.
Are you mad?
No, you're going to get it. You can't disrespect.
Are you upset?
You cannot disrespect a Reese's peanut butter cup. That's OG.
He might kill me tonight.
That is OG. Thank you. Perpetuity.
Perpetuity. Dang, Chris, that took you forever.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm just kidding.
So, no. So, my point is that you cannot disrespect. No, Reese's peanut butter cup. Reese's peanut butter cup. Is OG.
Okay.
You do not call a Reese's peanut butter cup Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
That is disrespectful
okay.
to a peanut butter cup.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I'm old school. Love me some Reese's peanut butter cups.
Uh-huh.
That's the only one I really, really like.
Uh-huh.
Don't disrespect them.
Don't disrespect. Okay. No, I didn't look.
You did. How'd you know?
Because I see it in the corner of my eye. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my favorite is Reese's peanut butter cup.
Diane's favorite candy is bubble gum. If you don't believe me, go back and watch Millennial Boom, June 21st, 2020, to see why. Wow.
I don't actually like.
Do you write down dates, Gabriel?
I don't like bubble gum, actually. My favorite is Reese's Buttercups.
Switching my laptop to cell phone.
And I'm walking down the road. Sorry, Chris, it's because we're doing too much. We killed your battery.
He says Snickers is always the most popular.
Oh, I love Snickers. That's my second favorite candy. Versus Reese's butter, Reese's peanut.
Never, okay. Tell me the candy bar that changed his name. There's a candy bar that changed his name.
Oh, when
that's not it.
No, when you punch my thigh.
Yeah, that's not it. Come on. Name the one candy bar that changed his name.
Name the one candy bar that changed his name.
Yep. They changed his name, but they kept the logo looking almost the same.
I don't know.
$100,000 bar.
Oh, never had it before.
$100,000 bar.
Ooh, brunch. Chris, what's for brunch?
Food.
Are you going to have a tangerine, like a spear shaped citrus that tastes like citrus?
It was called the $100,000 bar, and now it's just called the 100-gram bar. They changed it.
Why did they change it?
I have no idea.
Because people got confused?
I don't know. It's called something else now, yes. The $100,000 bar is now called the 100. It used to be, had 1000000, 000, 000, 100,000, $100,000 bar. 100, comma, 000. That's what it was written before. But then I guess people couldn't figure out the numbers, so they kept calling it a $1 million bar because they couldn't figure out that there was not enough numbers to be
Did there. Was it written out in words or was it comma?
It was numbers.
Oh, okay. So yeah. There were commas.
Yeah.
And people couldn't understand the place.
I don't know. They changed it to 100 grand now. If you go buy one now, you ask for a $100,000 bar, people think you're crazy.
Are they good?
No, they suck. I never liked them.
Oh, okay. What is it just chocolate?
It's chocolate with, I don't know what's in it. I never liked them.
Okay, but those are my two favorite, though. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and
Milk Duds are sphere-shaped.
I don't like Milk Duds. Do you?
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite?
I was going to say something, but that comes. I might get banned on TikTok. I mean, on Twitch. Yeah, they like little round balls to put in your mouth and you suck them. That's why I didn't like them.
That's why I don't like them either. No.
I'm just going to leave that one right there.
Actually, let's not continue that conversation.
I'll leave that one right there.
Never mind. Okay. Anyway.
Good night, Producer Jace. Go ahead, get ready for work.
All right, Producer Jace. Enjoy your night. I will hit you up with all the deets.
Yes, and may he rest in pieces.
Reese's pieces.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, okay, so you didn't name what your favorite candy is. Did you say it was
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, wait, so we have the same favorite candy?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Okay, and what else?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
You don't have a second one?
Payday.
Ooh. I like it. Is that the one with the peanuts?
All peanuts.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, I love me a payday, but I don't buy them because, you know why I don't buy them anymore? The Google search 100 grand, originally called $100,000 bar, and then from the 70s through the 1980s, as a $100 bar, as a candy car produced by Fiera Candy Company. Sorry, Fiera, the candy bar was created in 1964. Oh, Bentley dealership, fancy. Oh, he's walking down the street, tell us what he's seeing. Oh, by the way, why did you change your Twitch URL? I did that for conformity. Everything I have is Mr. Badley TV, except for Twitch. So I wanted to make sure that it was easy for everyone to use it, so that we kept the conformity of Mr. Badley TV and not just Mr. Badley. So that's why I switched it. And if I find it someplace else that I missed, I'll probably change that too. Because I want to. It's either Mr. Badley Productions, which is a YouTube channel, or Mr. Badley TV, which is Twitch. We have a Twitter account, Mr. Badley TV. And I think we have a Instagram, which is Caught Misbehaving, which may be changed at some point. So there we go. That's why I did it. Next question. I thought you were going to work. He is going to work. That's actually a robot. So you leave him alone. All right. Anything else before we call this thing a wrap? Because the game's back on.
Before we call it a wrap?
Yeah, if we wrap this thing up.
No,
wrap it up like
I know, I'm joking.
Tell people your URL for your nutrition thing again.
Oh, my Instagram is D_faith. I'll type it in the chat if you want to check out. And then I'll probably post it on Facebook and Twitter.
Wait a minute, why did you type that? Why did I type that?
I typed it.
It says me.
I'm signed into your account, B.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That's why. You know what? That's why I don't see the commercials. Because it's my account. By any account. What? All right.
What's a Chico stick?
Oh, I used to love grammar? Chico sticks.
And
remember those long sticks I used to buy you before? I told you they're like kind of peanut butter, but they're crispy. And they used to be really long, but now they make them like little mini ones now. They're not as good. And remember Now and Laters?
Oh, I love Now and Laters.
You ever had a rum raisin Now and Later?
No.
I'm not rum raisin. Rum. No. Butterscotch rum.
No. I just always like the fruit flavored ones.
No, you're talking about, you know.
No, I'm not talking about Starburst.
You're talking about Lifesavers.
No. Now and Laters. They're hard. Now and Laters are hard to bite. They're hard when you bite on them.
Oh, by the way, Gabriel has one more critic thing about you.
By the way, when I listened to your first food episode with headphones, it only came to my left ear. I have no control over that.
That's up to her. Chico sticks are candy.
That's up to me. I don't know what that means.
No. That's not what I meant. I'm talking about something else.
Also, W Trader says for your OnlyFans channel, you should name it Caught Misbehaving.
I don't have an OnlyFans channel.
Well, I guess if you make one.
No, because I want to be naked on there. I only have one fan, if that's the case. You'd be giving the money back to ourselves.
Who would be the one fan?
Oh, you wouldn't pay to watch me?
Why? I already get it for free.
Get what for free? Whoa! Whoa.
Where did that conversation just turn?
I don't know, but I want to read something real quick before we go off the air. So this was posted by, can't do it.
JK Grammar.
Yeah.
Chico Stick is a candy produced by the Atkinson Candy Company that has been manufactured since 1950s. It is made primarily from peanut butter, granulated sugar, corn syrup, and toasted coconut with colorings and preservatives added.
But that used to be a staple when you were a kid. I ate those things all the time. I love me some Chico Sticks. You know what I love too? 10-cent ice cream sandwiches. That's why I'm lactose now, because I eat ice cream sandwiches. We had 10 cents in high school. And I would buy like 10 of them.
Dang, what is wrong with our government and the freaking and our nutrition? So we basically had like no nutritional, like anything of nutritional value when we were young.
I had 10 ice cream sandwiches. I had bread.
In one
I had
sitting?
Milk. I had bread, milk, butter, milk, ice.
You said milk like twice. In one sitting, you had 10 ice cream sandwiches?
They were 10 cents each.
Oh my gosh. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? Dang, JK.
Oh, Lord.
Well, kind of, right?
You're killing me, Smalls.
Oh my God.
The sugar lobby. You know, it's funny thing about sugar. Remember that piece we watched on TV about sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have a big lobby. As a matter of fact, they're the only ones that are allowed to burn sugar cane in Florida fields, which is a violation of federal law. They set the fields on fire every year. And it's a violation, but they get away with it because they're such a big... You know, it's weird when you grow up, you go, what's a lobby? Well, a lobby is something that you can do where you go out and you can petition people and pay them, lobby them to not do things. You pay them not to do it. Now, that's called lobbying. But if you were to just pay someone and you weren't a lobbyist, that's called bribing. Hi. I'm just saying. Yeah, John Oliver did a whole episode about that. I love me some John Oliver. By the way, I wish I could get in touch with him because I want to send him our segments.
Yeah, anybody got contact with him?
Yeah. We need to. Anybody know how to get in touch with John Oliver? I want to send him the videos. Send him the videos, but send him the 4 pieces of pie.
Not the one whole pie.
Yeah. So that way we could, you know, get the man's. Just kidding. All right. Anything else before we go? Because we know that I gnawed on a piece of sugar cane before. I love sugar cane.
Oh, I don't. I have never done that before.
I remember a story I heard a long time ago, right? And the woman came home and she got to the house and she had got beat. Her mom had beat her, right? And she goes, "Why'd you beat your daughter?" He goes, "Because she was outside sucking on sugar cane." And he goes, "Well, who's sugar cane?" The guy goes, "That's me."
That's a horrible joke. Horrible joke. My gosh, a straight up juice?
Yeah, that's sugar juice.
Disgusting.
I saw you walking in the rain. Aren't you Juice Jones? Sugar Juice Jones?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Right. Instant diabetes. Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
You actually don't get diabetes from sugar. You get it from bread. You should do that story.
But
that's the biggest misconception.
What's in bread, though?
No, the bread is broken down in your system and is turned into sugar. Not the same.
Okay, well, you know what? Like I said, my nutrition course was very basic. If I do decide to further my education, then, you know, TBD.
TBD?
Yep.
Boogie Down Productions?
Boogie Down Production is BDP.
Exactly.
I said TBB. Spear.
All right. So I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
And
I said I'm a millennial.
No, you're not triggering me. You thought you got me, huh?
No, I'm a millennial.
Nope.
Okay, I'm a.
I'm a boomer.
You said I'm a boomer.
Yes.
No, I'm the millennial.
Are you sure?
Yep. I'm a millennial. You said you're the boomer.
No, I'm a millennial.
No, but you just said you're the boomer.
I know. I want to see if you can figure it out.
No. Yeah.
I was on the Bugs Bunny. Who's on first?
That's not Bugs Bunny.
I know, but they have one like that on Bugs Bunny.
Can you tell we're delirious right now?
I get delirious.
So I'm the millennial.
I'm the boomer.
You said you're the boomer.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
You've been fighting over this for almost 2 years. I wouldn't necessarily say it's fighting. Can I get a college credit for watching Diane's food lectures? Gabriel, no, you cannot because you keep clowning on my courses.
I tell you what, Gabriel, we will give you some college credits when you can videotape yourself eating some toe jam on a sandwich.
What?
You make a peanut butter and toe jam sandwich.
Oh my gosh, I'm dead.
If Gabriel videotapes himself making a toe jam sandwich and eats it, we will give him college credit.
I'm not involved.
All right.
Everything's funnier when you're tired. Oh, man. And I
thought it was everything funny when you're high.
Well, we don't know. We wouldn't know. Yeah. But I am tired, though. I don't know why I'm so tired today. Maybe because,
Well,
I think it's because I didn't sleep that much.
William Trader, we just finished Gotham of the Bay. There'll be some new stuff. With every budget requires more money. And as we start to get more money, we will start doing more updates. But if you log into GothamByTheBay.com, there are plenty of updates on there posted regularly. Not just video, but there's also written articles. GothamByTheBay.com, stick with it, subscribe to it. You will definitely get updates, I promise. Right?
Yes.
Fist bump. All right.
I'm a boomer. Millennial. Whoops.
Yeah, yeah. Just add peanut butter to your toe jam. I'm a boomer. I mean,
oh my God. We're so tired. I'm a millennial.
Nope.
Okay, I'm a boomer.
I'm millennial.
Bye, guys. Oh, wait, are we going to be here for Halloween?
No, probably not.
We're not doing Halloween?
I don't know yet.
And then the weekend after that is my birthday.
We're going to be out of town.
So we should do Halloween.
Halloween. Okay. So the weekend of the 5th, we will not be here.
Yeah. We'll be
on the road.
It's the 7th that we will not
And we're
be
almost
by.
Sure.
Unless we do it from...
We're almost 100% sure we're going to have the internet. We're almost 100%
we're
sure.
Internet?
I'm almost... Well, it won't be the kind of internet we want to have.
Okay. True. So we won't be live for the 7th.
All right, guys. Have a good night. We love you guys.
We'll see you next week.
Don't forget, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, but importantly, is we're on Spotify, Apple, Google, and whatchamacallit, all of them. We're there. We're tired. We're square.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I don't say
it. And OnlyFans, yeah.
William Trader wants you to be on OnlyFans so badly.
Yeah, well, guess what, William? You know what I had to say about that? This is what I had to say about that.
Thank you for listening to Millennial Boom with Diane Faith and Stanley Roberts. Millennial Boom and Reasons Why Aliens Will Never Invade Earth and Caught Misbehaving videos are made possible through viewer donations. Check out www.linktree.com/MrBadlyTV to see how you can help. See you next week.